With President Obama reportedly considering appointing U.S. Senator John Kerry to a position in his cabinet, Massachusetts could have another U.S. Senate race. The man who organized state Democrats' successful effort to unseat U.S. Senator Scott Brown this month believes that his party can do it again. John Walsh tells WBUR's Fred Tice that Democrats would use the same strategies that they relied on to win the recent Senate race in the future.
Democrats have just reelected John Walsh as their state party chairman. At this point, he's probably the most successful state party chairman in either party in the country. But he says it's all about the candidate. He says you can't persuade people to vote for or to volunteer for someone they don't already like. So he gives most of the credit for the recent victory to Elizabeth Warren.
There's a really critical secret formula. You start with the best candidate who stands up for what they believe in and talks about issues people care about here. And then you go out and talk to people face to face. You knock on a million doors before Election Day, mostly unenrolled, potentially undecided voters. You figure out which ones are with you and which ones are undecided, and you don't let them forget to vote.
Walsh says critical to that formula is the knocking on doors part.
So what we're trying to do is to deliver politics the way people want it, which is personal, face-to-face, you know, neighbor-to-neighbor. That kind of engagement, that kind of community conversation is what really makes this work.
Not phone calls. Walsh has been a grassroots guy since 1998, and he says people don't remember phone calls. He says they're just good to gather information, not to persuade voters to show up for your candidate. He says people like to meet campaign volunteers, even if they don't like your candidate. Key to the Democrats' victory was the closing effort, once they knew who their voters were. And here, the number of volunteers was massive. For context, Mitt Romney had 34,000 volunteers nationwide on Election Day. In Massachusetts alone, Democrats had 20,000 people knocking on doors.
In many places, we were hanging Vote Today door hangers at 5 o'clock in the morning in some of the suburban towns like where I live, and maybe they jump on the train or on the highway. They would see, oh, that's right, and go vote before they did. And by the time the polls opened at 7 o'clock on Election Day, it was a dead heat.
When people arrived at the polls, Democratic volunteers were there,
with checkers who recorded who had voted, and then at starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, huge numbers of volunteers going out to the doors of people who hadn't voted in the first wave from 7 to 10, reminding them that it was Election Day. So I was working in my hometown of Abington. If at 4 o'clock in the afternoon you were one of the people we had identified as our supporter and you hadn't voted by 4, at 4 o'clock you got your third visit of the day.
Walsh says Democrats are ready to activate all this again in a special election.
Absolutely. There is a energy and enthusiasm, and honestly, in a very practical way, a structure in place. We're ready to start knocking doors next weekend.
And Walsh says he would welcome another race against Scott Brown.
Democrats are not shaking in our boots that Scott Brown's coming back. He's a guy who really showed nothing on the ground for an organization.
And so, John Walsh says, if President Obama appoints Senator John Kerry to the cabinet, Massachusetts Democrats are ready to deal with another race. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.